It's a WRAL weather alert day. We're looking at strong gusty winds between now and lunchtime. I'll go through the chance for our winds to gust up to around 40 miles per hour through the afternoon coming up.
Breaking news, a crash on 85 northbound, creating some big delays as you head out of Hillsboro and into Durham. I'll show you an alternate route to save some time.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Durham, where a man was shot and killed over 7 hours ago. Coming up, why investigators might be out here for several more hours trying to piece this together.
Plus, Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh is getting a makeover. The revitalization coming to the street and what we are hoping to learn about that project today. A lot of big ideas that they have there for revitalizing that part of downtown right now. 8 a.m. is the time. So glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's WRAL Weather Alert Day. Weather, the main focus today. It's going to get windy out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking all of it for us right now. Not seeing too much rain yet, but it's windy.
It is windy out there. WRAL Weather Alert Day. Wind advisory. Winds 35 to 45 miles per hour as we get through the next few hours. Our wind advisory does cover the entire viewing area. We'll see winds gradually tapering off during the afternoon. Just because the advisory ends at noon doesn't mean the wind will end at noon. We'll see the winds gradually tapering off. The strongest winds are likely to be between 8 and 9 o'clock and, say, 11 and noon. And then after that, just steadily, we'll see them backing off a little bit. Gusts up to 45 miles per hour. We've already seen that down in the Fayetteville area. But right now in Fayetteville, we're gusting to 33. The gusts are in the box on the right, the white box there, gusting to 28 in Roxboro. We've been gusting up to 32 earlier today, 18 in Southern Pines, 29 in Goldsboro. So as long as our gusts are at 30 or below, we don't tend to see a lot of problems. But gusting above 35 miles per hour, we tend to start to see some limbs down, some trash cans being tossed around. We could see a few isolated power outages. You can see our power outage forecast is for isolated outages across most of the state. We had some rain earlier. It is out of here. Our skies are clearing. And so nice to see a little bit of that sunshine. You can see here on Futurecast, the clouds may linger a little bit along the I-95 corridor, especially in the northeast, but for the most part, we'll see that moving on out. And we'll turn much cooler overnight tonight with clearing skies and a flow coming out of the north. Our temperatures right now are mostly in the mid-50s, and we'll see temperatures overnight tonight in the 30s. Roxboro right now, look at those winds. We've seen gusts here up to around 30 miles per hour. Those flags really whipping around on that courthouse lawn. 55 is our temperature in the triangle. Our wind is out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour now, so we started to see that shift. It was westerly earlier. Now it's northwesterly. It's going to start to draw in some cooler temperatures. So for the most part, we'll hold it in the 50s today, climbing to around 60 for the high, and then a colder night tonight and a cool day for tomorrow. Looking ahead, we have a chance of rain again on Saturday. We'll check that out in just a little bit. We got Kelsey Coffee there, of course, where it's been very windy on Fayetteville Street. How's it looking there right now?
Hey, Elizabeth, it's pretty still pretty windy out for right now. You should be able to see all of the flags flying in the wind right now. And just new information that we got in the last 30 minutes from Duke Energy, those power outages that we've been telling you about all morning in Cary, it's just down to 2 or 3 outages right now. And I just confirmed with the spokesperson for Duke Energy that those power outages were weather related. So Elizabeth mentioned earlier that we just may see some isolated outages, and that was definitely the case there in Cary. We'll keep posted as we find out more. Kelsey Coffee, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
All right, 8:03, almost 8:04 right now, and I'm following breaking news on 85 northbound, leaving Hillsboro, heading into Durham. We've got a crash blocking a lane out there. Seeing some very heavy delays showing up on the camera and on those sensor readings. Let's talk about the alternate route that will save you time. If you're trying to get from Hillsboro into Durham this morning, use Highway 70. Take that out to I-85, and you can continue your northbound trip. That should save you about 15 minutes this morning as we take a look at those sensor readings and those approaches into Durham. I don't think it's quite as bad as a 31-minute delay coming in from Hillsboro, more like a 10 or 15-minute delay. But still, it's a big backup coming in from the 86 interchange in Hillsboro out toward the 70 interchange in the Eno area heading toward Durham. Other major approaches into Durham are looking okay, but we are picking up some heavy traffic on 885 northbound from I-40 up toward the Ellis Road area. Around Raleigh right now, let's take a look at some of those major approaches. Not seeing any big problems with those crashes you see on the screen, but some congestion congestion coming in from Wake Forest, adding up to about a 13-minute delay on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard heading down toward 540, and congestion on 87 southbound from Knightdale toward 440, leading to about a 10-minute backup. As you're heading out, don't forget, listen to us on the radio with our live news, weather, and traffic updates, 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
All right, thanks, Brian. Following some breaking news this morning, Durham police are investigating a shooting that killed a man. It happened early this morning on Barton Street. Brett Neese was there on the scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as police investigated.
That's the Durham Police Department's mobile command center that they bring out to investigations like this that they know that they're going to be here for a long time. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of the scene. Police say around 12:40 a.m., that's when they got a call that a man had been shot here. An ambulance rushed him to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. Investigators have been out here ever since then. You can see several detectives focusing their attention around this home that they have surrounded by yellow crime scene tape. This neighborhood is off of Fayetteville Street in the southern part of Durham. More can find out from police if they have any suspect information. They do say this is an isolated incident, but they haven't released whether or not they know who they are looking for. I'm going to stay on top of this one and keep you updated. In Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
New this morning, police in Roxborough are looking for a person who shot a store clerk during an armed robbery. It happened last night around 9 o'clock at the cash store on Chubb Lake Street. When police got there, they found a clerk who had been shot in the arm. Police say this is the second robbery at the same spot in 2 days. The first was an attempted robbery with no shots fired and nothing was stolen.
And today, students in Durham Public Schools will be back in class after missing 2 days because of call-outs by transportation support staff. This week, the board plans to meet with the Durham Association of Educators to try and find a solution to ongoing pay concerns among district employees. The DAE says it did not coordinate the protests Friday or Monday. Classes have now been disrupted 4 times in recent weeks because of staff calling out. The board says it's working on options for restoring salary steps that were taken away from employees. They have a vote scheduled for next week's board meeting.
Breaking news, police and fire investigators are trying to find the cause of a fire at a Fayetteville hotel that forced people out of their rooms in the middle of the night. Crews responded to the Red Roof Inn off Owen Drive just after 2 o'clock this morning. They found a fire on the third floor of the building that was already out when they got there. People who were staying in the hotel evacuated the building because of the alarm. Crews remained on that scene to ventilate the building. Creating a clean, safe, and vibrant downtown Raleigh is the goal of a team working to revitalize part of Fayetteville Street. Today, Raleigh city leaders will take a closer look at plans for the future of the street. WRL's Laura Levine is in downtown Raleigh this morning. Laura, tell us more about this plan. Sounds exciting.
The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will present what they call their 10 big ideas for this area. Here behind me, you can see City Plaza filled with different businesses and office space. Well, they say that this could become downtown's front porch with flexible play space and North Carolina artwork painted on the street. Check out some of the renderings for the project. The DRA and the City Council, City of Raleigh, will review the first set of recommendations from a study developed by the consultant team led by Interface Studio. Some of the recommendations include building a strong foundation to ensure downtown is clean, safe, and vibrant, develop a family-friendly itinerary and route around Fayetteville Street attractions, add more housing on and around this street, and to connect Fayetteville Street to nearby amenities. Economic leaders believe this area has been disconnected from other downtown districts for far too long. Now, other plans include a seasonal pop-ups like a skating rink here on Fayetteville Street, as well as some art installations. City Council meets tonight at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A new documentary examines the 2015 murders of 3 people in an apartment in Chapel Hill. 36 Seconds, Portrait of a Hate Crime, features new interviews about the killings of Dea Baccarat, Yusora Abdu Salha, and her sister, Razan Abu Salha. The emotional documentary includes a confession from convicted murderer Craig Hicks. The film premiered last night with a screening at the Carolina Theater in Durham. After the film, a panel discussed the investigation. One panelist shared how the case has impacted the Muslim community.
After losing them in such a heinous way and realizing that even if we stay sheltered, this hate is still going to find its way to us, and we can't continue to just let it happen.
Craig Hicks is now serving three life sentences after pleading guilty in June of 2019. The film will be screened again tonight at 6:30 at the Carey Theater. It'll be shown at NC State next Monday night.
An airport in California is making some changes to its visitor policy. Coming up, a new program that lets people who are not traveling stay and play without purchasing a ticket.
Plus, a leading tech surgeon says Apple's new Vision Pro headset could redefine the healthcare industry. Just ahead, we'll explain how the doctor is using the headset to change how we receive medical treatment.
And today is WRL Weather Alert Day. Due to strong winds, you can see the trees really moving around here in downtown Raleigh, and the flags right there at the legislative building whipping around. I'll show you what the winds are as you're headed out the door.
.813 is the time right now. I'll look over the legislative building there in downtown Raleigh. Some blue skies creeping into the picture there a little bit. The clouds will be blowing on through with this wind advisory we have in place. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. I guess the good side of the wind, it helps dry things out right after all the rain.
It absolutely does. Yeah, we had rain up until just about an hour or two ago, especially in our eastern counties, and we're drying out nicely. Our wind advisory expires at noon, but even after noon, we'll still see some gusty conditions. It just won't be up to 45 miles per hour. That wind advisory covers the entire viewing area, and already this morning, we've seen some gusts up to 45 miles per hour in Fayetteville. Gusts 35 to 45 miles per hour can definitely toss around some trash cans. It can create some limbs falling and possible power outages. So we're watching for that. The strongest winds, at least in the triangle, are likely to be between 8 and 9 and around noon. We see steady winds out of the northwest at around 20, 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45. But watch how that begins to taper off during the afternoon back to around 15 miles per hour with gusts at around 20, 25. So the wind doesn't end. It will just gradually taper as we get through the afternoon. Why is it so windy? We have what we call a tight pressure gradient. The difference in pressure between a low and a high when they're close together can be what we call tight. When you see these close together, the lines of equal pressure, they're in a line together. That's an indication that we have windy conditions. So we have the wind rushing clockwise around the high to the low where it rotates counterclockwise. And the closer those two systems are together, the stronger the winds are. Sort of like putting two magnets together. The closer they are, the stronger the pull. And so that's why we have the windy conditions right now. This low will continue to move off to the northeast, and that will allow our winds to weaken a little bit. As that low moves off to the north and east, though, it is dumping some snow up around a good chunk of the northeastern states. Goldsboro, you can see that camera shaking a little bit in the wind. We have Apex under partly cloudy skies. A good bit of clear sky there in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, we're drying out there in Fayetteville, right there at our newsroom. There's that low as it's moving eastward. This is a satellite radar view, so you can see how much snow there is across parts of Pennsylvania and on up into the northeast. It can see as much as a foot of snow. As that low moves away from us, we see high pressure building in. That high pressure system will bring us dry, quiet conditions for the next several days. But eventually, as we get into the weekend, we'll see a few systems. One moves through Thursday, it will be dry. And then we get into Saturday, and we have the potential for some showers to roll in. And so we're watching that potential for Saturday to be wet. Weather alert day, of course, for today, with the winds tapering off during the afternoon. For Wednesday, for Valentine's Day, not bad, looking at 57 degrees. Our temperature for early Thursday morning, likely to be in the low 30s. So some chilly air coming in behind the system, Brian.
816, Elizabeth, want to update you about this crash. New information, we've learned the left lane is blocked on 85 northbound, right at the 70 interchange there between Hillsboro and Durham. This is there in the Eno community, that particular 70 interchange. You can see those heavy delays beginning between 86 and old 86 all the way out towards 70. Consider using 70 as you leave Hillsboro this morning. Pick up 85 northbound from there, and it should save you about 15 minutes on your ride into Durham. Definitely need to allow that extra time this morning. Let's take a look at 885 in Durham. We've been watching some of the usual backups there. About a 5-minute delay or so on either side of 885, especially between 147 and I-40. Just congestion, as far as we can tell. The usual backups at this point in the morning commute. Around Raleigh, I've been looking at the sensor data around all of these crashes. The most significant impact I can find is over on the east side of Raleigh near Knightdale, with a crash on Poole Road, not too far from Hodge Road, seeing some heavy delays in both directions. of Poole Road this morning. As we take a look at the ride coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, we've been watching some congestion there as well. No crash, just too many cars, not enough road, as we see a 10-minute delay between 98 and 540.
Today, voters in New York will go to the polls for a special election to replace ousted Congressman George Santos. Democrat Tom Suozzi is squaring off against a relative newcomer, Republican Mozzie Pillip. Suozzi was the congressman representing the district before he lost to Santos in the 2022 election. Santos was expelled from the House in December. If Republicans lose the seat, it will immediately shrink the already tight margin in the House.
An NC State student accused of bringing a loaded AR-15 rifle onto campus made his first court appearance on Monday. 19-year-old Adam Suleiman is facing felony charges. He was arrested on Sunday after students saw a rifle in his truck parked in front of Owen Residence Hall. His attorney says he is a lawful gun owner and forgot the weapon was in the back of his truck when he drove to campus. Suleiman will be back in court March 4th.
Faculty in NC State's College of Education voted they do not have confidence in the chancellor and provost. The vote was over how those leaders handled the discovery of toxic chemicals called PCBs inside Poe Hall. Students and faculty have raised concerns about a lack of communication and transparency in the investigation into the chemicals. The vote is largely symbolic since faculty do not have the authority to remove university leaders from office.
WREL has new data showing an increase in crime at the scene of Saturday's police shooting in Raleigh. Since 2017, police have responded to the area around Rock Quarry Road and Marywood Drive 186 times. Eight of those times were this year. Saturday's shooting sent four people to the hospital, including a man who was shot by police. Both the SBI and Raleigh Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit are investigating.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we want to take you back to last Friday. New video into our newsroom of a crash that happened on a Florida highway. We first reported this story as well. The whole thing was caught on dash cam video. Take a look. You see the plane coming in, trying to make that emergency landing on I-75 in Southwest Florida. The pilot reported both engines failed during that flight from Ohio to Naples. You can see the huge explosion that the aircraft actually collided with a vehicle on the ground. Sadly, two people died in this crash. Officials say the NTSB is still investigating. Any new information, of course, we'll keep you updated here in the WREL Live Center.
Southwest Airlines is commending its crew and passengers for how they defused a tense situation on board a plane to Hawaii. This is video from inside that plane that was traveling to Kauai yesterday. Airline officials say two passengers became disruptive while on that flight from Oakland. Passengers and crew members attempted to calm them down by getting in between them. Witnesses say both men were arrested when the flight landed. It's unclear if they'll be facing any further charges.
Well, you may have seen videos like this popping up on social media. Drivers with the brand new Apple Vision Pro headsets behind the wheel of a car. That may make you nervous, but what about a surgeon using a headset while operating? Terry Stackhouse spoke with a doctor about the benefits the headsets could bring to healthcare.
I would say, without having it tried a lot in the clinical setting, very close to be the perfect thing, I think.
Longtime Mater Dr. Raphael Grossman is a trauma surgeon at Portsmouth Regional Hospital in New Hampshire. He's considered a tech leader in medicine, making headlines a decade ago as the first provider ever to live stream a surgery using Google Glass. Apple's Vision Pro, he claims, could be revolutionary.
That computer that, for example, the nurses on the floor, you know, are pushing, you know, 24/7, you know, from room to room. And again, turning their backs to the patients because they need to, you know, input stuff. And that stuff can become intuitively there with the patient in front of them.
Different than other virtual reality products on the market, the Vision Pro blends digital content with your physical space. You can see Dr. Grossman's display merged with his view of us.
Suddenly you have to open up a screen, you know, hey, what's the patient's CAT scan looks like? Or is this patient allergic to this or that? I mean, things that normally you do maybe before surgery, but sometimes during surgery. That's one aspect of it.
He allowed us to try it. What stood out was the image quality and the ease of use. Operating with the flick of a wrist, minimal instruction needed.
This feels different.
Grossman has been testing the headset for weeks, sharing insights online. On the outside, the user's eye is projected. Dr. Grossman believes that's a small aspect of the connection the device enhances between provider and patient.
Because I think that the more we use technology in a smart way, the more humane healthcare can be.
And those devices cost about $3,500 each. One San Diego hospital system purchased 30 of the headsets to use in a new program. They'll compare old and new ways of getting healthcare work done to figure out which tasks work better with the headsets.
An airport in California is making it easier for visitors to explore the airport just like old times. Palm Springs International Airport is launching a stay and play program. People who are not traveling will be able to get a free pass to go past TSA without a ticket, allowing people to spend extra time with loved ones who are traveling through the airport. Visitors must fill out an online application 7 days before they come to the airport.
While some women are gearing up to celebrate the people they love, others are looking for alternative options. Today is Galentine's Day. It's an unofficial day for women to celebrate the bonds they have with other women instead of focusing on romantic relationships. The idea came from a Parks and Rec episode where Amy Poehler's character threw an annual Galentine's Day bash to celebrate her friends. I like a good Galentine's Day bash. It's fun.
Today's your day, then.
Today's my day.
Coming up, a man has died after he was shot in a Durham neighborhood early this morning. We have an update to that investigation as police work to find the shooter.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are dealing with a warm and windy morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us some areas could see wind speeds up to 40 miles per hour.
And we have a wind advisory that's in effect until noon. Gusts up to 35, 45. We've seen some gusts up to 45 miles per hour already down around Fayetteville, and widespread gusts at about 35 miles per hour. The gusts are on the right. So we're gusting right now to 33 in Fayetteville, gusting to 22 in Roxboro and South Hill, and 29 in Goldsboro. Our winds are coming out of the northwest right now, and we'll likely have the gustiest winds all the way up until around lunchtime. And then after that, we'll slowly see the winds tapering off through the afternoon. Here's a live look at Goldsboro. That camera really shaking as those winds are gusting up to around 30 miles per hour right now. So a windy start this morning. We've seen some showers. Those are over. We're seeing clearing skies if you're walking the dog. This evening at about 6 o'clock, temperatures will be back down into the low 50s, Brian.
It's 8:27 right now. As we take a look at traffic, we are watching some big delays on 85 northbound, leaving Hillsboro, heading toward Durham. There's a crash right around the 70 interchange in the Eno area. Backups begin all the way back around Highway 86. Consider using 70 to I-85 northbound there in the Eno community. That'll save you about 15 minutes on that ride between Hillsboro and Durham this morning. Taking a look at the east side of Raleigh, watch for a crash on Poole Road, not too far from Hodge Road. Seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions as they work to clear that crash.
Thanks, Brian. A store clerk is hurt after being shot in the arm during a robbery in Roxboro. Happened last night around 9 at Cash Store on Chubb Lake Street. The clerk was taken to the hospital. Police say this is the second robbery at the same spot in 2 days. Next on Fox 50, an update on the search for the person who shot and killed a man overnight in Durham. And next on Today, rounding up some best-selling products.
Today's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a wind advisory in effect until noon. I'll show you how the winds will feel as we get through the rest of the day.
Breaking news in Orange County. Following a crash on I-85 northbound leading to some big delays leaving Hillsboro, I'll show you the alternate route that could save you 15 minutes.
And breaking news this morning, a man was killed in a shooting in South Durham. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as police investigated. We'll have an update.
And changes could come to Fayetteville Street here in downtown Raleigh as city leaders look at ways to revitalize the area. I'll break down those recommendations up next.
Still a lot to get to for you on your Tuesday morning on this WRAL Weather Alert Day. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here as we get going. 8:30 on our Tuesday. Hang on to your hats out there. Wind will be kicking up for another few hours out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. That's the meaning of our Weather Alert Day today.
That's right. We've seen winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour already. Those winds will gradually start to taper off as we get into the afternoon. But winds anything over 35 miles per hour hour can start to toss around some trash cans, knock down some limbs, and create some isolated power outages. We take a look at our hour-by-hour winds, and those winds really start to increase in the Triangle area around 8 to 9 a.m., looking at steady winds at about 20 to 25. Coming out of the northwest, it's starting to pull in some cooler air. And then once we get past lunchtime, those winds start to ease back up to around 15 miles per hour. But we'll still have some gusts at 20 to 25. This is a look at our current wind gusts. The gust is in the box on the right and the steady wind in blue on the left. So we're gusting to 26 in Clinton, 29 in Goldsboro, 33 in Fayetteville, 22 in South Hill and Roxboro. So we're keeping it, you know, at 30 or below right now. But take a look at the maximum gusts that we've seen so far this morning, gusting to 46 in Fayetteville. That happened in the 4 a.m. hour. We've seen winds as strong as 34 in Southern Pines and Clinton and 38 in Goldsboro, 36 in Roxboro. So we're kind of hitting that threshold where we could start to see some power outages. Isolated power outages are in our forecast right now, and we're taking a look at Roxboro. We had some clouds and some showers early this morning. That has cleared out nicely, but you can see those flags really whipping around on the courthouse lawn in Roxboro. 55 is our temperature in the Triangle, and that northwesterly wind will keep our temperatures cool today, mainly in the mid-50s, climbing up to around 61. Kelsey Coffey is live there on Fayetteville Street, where those tall buildings tend to funnel that wind. It looks pretty breezy. Your hair's blowing around out there. How's it going?
Elizabeth, that's been the theme of the day. Kelsey's hair blowing around. But we mentioned those isolated power outages. We saw that in Cary. Maybe about 30 customers or so were without power for quite some time throughout the morning. We just got word that there's only two or three customers that are left with that now. And then you can see here how the flags have just been flying all morning. There's some plants that are closer to the sidewalk that have been blowing around. Definitely the day to grab a jacket. So we'll keep you updated as we figure out more and monitor these wind conditions. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Kelsey. 8:33 now, following breaking news as you leave Hillsboro, heading toward Durham on 85 northbound. We have a crash still blocking the left lane, apparently, out around the Business 70 interchange in the Eno community. The backups on 85 northbound begin all the way back near the Highway 86 interchange in Hillsboro, and you can see those big delays showing up on the map there. Consider using US 70 out of Hillsboro to I-85 northbound. That should save you about 15 minutes as you head between Hillsboro and Durham this morning. We'll let you know when that gets cleared up. On the east side of Raleigh, still have that crash reported on Poole Road near Hodge Road. Latest sensor updates over the past couple of minutes indicate that it may be clearing up just a little bit, so that's some good news. Watching some of the other crashes you saw on the map there around Raleigh, but I'm not seeing big delays with those just yet. Also still tracking some backups on 885 in Durham in both directions. The usual backups on the southbound side around the 147 split, and on the northbound side between Cornwallis and TW Alexander, about a 4-minute delay on either side. Still seeing some slow traffic coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540, but it's clearing up nicely on 87 southbound through Knightdale.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we've been monitoring that nor'easter making its way up the East Coast and affecting like New York and Boston and New Jersey, having a ripple effect on air travel here at home as well. Taking a look at the numbers out of FlightAware, you can see right here, 28 flights right now are canceled at RDU International. 15 of those 28 canceled flights are actually out of RDU International. Of course, you see 8 flight delays there. Taking a look at the misery map, that just chronicles what's happening up and down the East Coast. You see the major trouble spot, New York, more than 200 canceled flights, 91 delays up in Boston area, 48 canceled flights, 9 flights delayed. Again, if you have a flight out of RDU International today, make sure you're checking that flight status before heading to the airport.
And you know that'll trickle down to us at some point, Ken. Thanks. We have breaking news we followed in the overnight hours. Durham police are investigating a shooting that killed a man. It happened early this morning on Barton Street in Durham. Brett Neese was there on scene in the WRL breaking news tracker as police investigated.
That's the Durham Police Department's mobile command center that they bring out to investigations like this, that they know that they're going to be here for a long time. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene. Police say around 12:40 a.m., that's when they got a call that a man had been shot here. An ambulance rushed him to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. Investigators have been out here ever since then. You can see several detectives focusing their attention around this home that they have surrounded by yellow crime scene tape. This neighborhood is off of Fayetteville Street in the southern part of Durham. More can find out from police if they have any suspect information. They do say this is an isolated incident, but they haven't released whether or not they know who they are looking for. I'm going to stay on top of this one and keep you updated. In Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
New this morning, police in Roxborough are looking for a person who shot a store clerk during an armed robbery. This happened last night around 9 o'clock at Cash Store on Chubb Lake Street. When police got there, they found a clerk who was shot in the arm. Police say this is the second robbery at the same spot in 2 days. The first was an attempted robbery with no shots fired and nothing was stolen.
A funeral service will be happening today for Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson. The service will be at Central Baptist Church in Dunn starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Last Thursday, a 40-mile processional of law enforcement vehicles paid tribute to Deputy Johnson. He was killed in a crash in Harnett County a week ago today. He was a school resource officer at Highland Middle School in Harnett County. Before joining the Harnett County Sheriff's Office, he previously worked with the Dunn Police Department and the Sampson County Sheriff's Office.
Today, plans for a downtown Raleigh makeover could move forward. WRL's Laura Levine explains this is part of a long-term plan to revitalize part of that street downtown.
The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will present what they call their 10 big ideas for this area. City Plaza here behind me, they say, could turn into downtown's front porch with flexible play space and North Carolina artwork painted on the street. Check out some of the renderings for the project. The DRA and the City of Raleigh will review the first set of recommendations from a study developed by the consultant team led by Interface Studio. Some of the recommendations include building a strong foundation to ensure downtown is clean, safe and vibrant, develop a family-friendly itinerary and route around Fayetteville Street attractions, add more housing on and around Fayetteville Street, and to connect Fayetteville Street to nearby amenities. Economic leaders believe this is an area that has been disconnected from other downtown districts for far too long.
What can we do to bring this street back? The street is really important to the city and the state. It's in many ways a part of the face of Raleigh, and it hasn't had the same everyday energy. So we feel like it is worthy of attention and being elevated, but also doing better.
And other ideas for this area is to create seasonal pop-ups like adding an ice skating rink as well as art installation. City Council meets tonight at 7. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
New this morning, former President Donald Trump is officially endorsing North Carolina's Michael Whatley to become the new chair of the Republican National Committee. Whatley is the chair of the North Carolina Republican Party. Trump issued a statement last night saying he wants him to replace RNC chair Rona McDaniel, who he is calling on to resign. In his statement, Trump also endorses his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to be the RNC's co-chair. Laura Trump is a native of Wilmington.
Today, a hearing will get started over what insurance company should get the multi-billion-dollar state contract. Aetna is due to take over the contract from Blue Cross Blue Shield next year. North Carolina Treasurer Dale Falwell says that could lead to health insurance premiums going down for state employees. Blue Cross formally appealed the decision from the state to switch, saying the process it used to make the decision was flawed. In a statement into our newsroom this morning, the company says, quote, "Serious errors were made in a procurement with significant ramifications for state health plan members. Those who serve our state every day, teachers, law enforcement officers, and health care workers, will pay the price for the state health plan's errors." Blue Cross Blue Shield says they will work to ensure the best outcome for teachers, state employees, and taxpayers.
Today, Wake County Schools leaders will conduct interviews as they look to fill a vacancy on the board. Tara Waters vacated the District 4 seat, which represents Southeast Raleigh, when she was appointed to the Wake County Board of Commissioners last month. The school board will have a special meeting at noon today to interview her potential replacements.
Thousands of flight attendants are putting the pressure on airlines in their fight for better pay. Coming up, the action they're taking at airports across the nation today.
But first, they were held hostage for 129 days, and now they are reunited with their families. Coming up, the daring rescue by Israeli soldiers to free these two men captured by Hamas.
Also, we're under a WRL weather alert day as we have a windy start to our day. Here's a live look in Sanford right now, our live camera network. Just ahead, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will give us the timeline of today's forecast.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. Beautiful shot from the WRL Tower Southeast Wake County cam. You can see those gorgeous blue skies and those puffy white clouds. It is windy out there this morning. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Jeff was saying this earlier. Hold on to your hats. That's going to be the story for today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has more on what we can expect on this WRL Weather Alert Day.
Our advisory expires at noon, but that won't be the end of the winds that we'll see. We'll just see winds gusting down to maybe 20, 25 miles per hour for a good bit of the afternoon. But this morning, we've seen gusts as high as 45. We've seen a number of places with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And you get up above 35 miles per hour, and often you see some limbs down. Sometimes the limbs will land on a power outage and power line and cause a power outage. So we're watching out for that this morning. The wind advisory expires at noon, and then the winds will just gradually decrease. It's not like the winds are going to shut off completely at lunchtime, but just gradually those winds will begin to taper off. This is a look at our current wind gusts in the box on the right, and the steady winds are in the box on the left. So we're gusting to 33 in Fayetteville right now, 24 in Clinton, 21 in Roxborough, 19 in South Hill. But again, you have to get above, say, 35 miles per hour before you really start to see some impact. Otherwise, it's just uncomfortable. We've seen that in a lot of places this morning. We've had gusts up to 38 in Goldsboro. This is a look at our maximum wind gusts for the day so far. 46 in Fayetteville, 34 Clinton, 34 Southern Pines, and 36 in Roxborough. But right now, we're looking at winds mostly 20 to 25, up to 30 miles per hour. Let's take a look at the big picture. This is the low pressure system that is helping to bring us the windy conditions as it moves away from us, and it's moving pretty quickly. The winds will begin to die down. It's also shifting our winds to northwesterly, so we're starting to see some cooler air filtering in right now. High pressure that's actually back here to our south and west begins to move in, and after that, the winds will start to quiet down even more tonight, and our temperatures will start to fall. Should be a quiet day for tomorrow. This low is becoming a nor'easter here up in the northeast, producing a lot of snow there. So if you have travel plans in the next 24 hours, there may be some airport delays because of all the snow up into the northeast. Our skies are clearing now and will continue to do so through the afternoon. We take a live look at Wilson. Wilson's such a great place to look at for the whirligigs, especially if the sun is on the park right now. It's in the shade right now with some of the clouds, but those whirligigs are spinning around with that wind. 55 is our temperature around the triangle area. You'll notice a nice drop in the humidity. It was pretty humid yesterday with all the rain. Our dew point is already dropping, and so drier, breezier, cooler is what we'll see this afternoon. 46 is our temperature in Roxborough and South Hill. It's 52 in Fayetteville, 55 in Goldsboro, 51 in Southern Pine. So it's cool out there right now, and it again stays breezy this afternoon with a high of 61 in Raleigh, 59 in Durham, and 63 in Fayetteville. For Valentine's Day, we'll see sunny skies and quieter conditions. If you're taking your sweetheart out for dinner at 6 o'clock, 52 under clear skies, and by 8 o'clock, 47 degrees, so it will be cool. Speaking of cool, Thursday morning, we'll see temperatures near freezing, but a nice mild afternoon at 65. And then the next thing we're watching is the potential for some showers on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Two Israeli hostages who were held by Hamas for 129 days are now back with their loved ones. Louis Haar and Fernando Marmon were reunited with their families last night. Israeli troops freed them from their captors in a daring raid on Sunday night.
It was very emotional to see them, to hug them, to feel them. It feels almost unreal.
New Israeli drone footage shows the moment commanders stormed an apartment building in southern Gaza to make the rescue. They exchanged fire with Hamas gunmen and escaped with the two men. Israelis pounded the area with airstrikes to cover the commander's retreat. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 67 Palestinians were killed, many of them civilians.
Police in New York are working to make an arrest after a shooting on a subway platform that killed one person and hurt five others. Police say a fight broke out between two groups of teenagers on a subway train in the Bronx. At least one person started shooting when the train arrived at the station and the doors opened. A 34-year-old commuter was hit and killed. The five other people who were hit are expected to be okay.
Two National Guard pilots are hurt after a helicopter crash during a training exercise in Utah. The National Guard says the Apache helicopter crashed at the aviation support facility near Salt Lake City yesterday. Officials confirmed that no one died, but did not say how badly the pilots were hurt. This is the third crash involving military aircraft in that area in the last 2 years.
Today, thousands of flight attendants are heading to the picket line in an effort to pressure airlines at the negotiating table. It's being called the Worldwide Flight Attendant Day of Action. Flight attendants from the U.S., U.K., and Guam are expected to strike. In the U.S., flight attendants in more than 30 cities, including Charlotte, will picket outside some major airports. The pickets are not expected to disrupt flights. Flight attendants are looking for better pay, retirement security, and schedule flexibility.
Love will not be in the air for some Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers this Valentine's Day as they plan a nationwide strike. The Justice for App Workers Coalition announced that its members will be participating in a strike tomorrow. Driving service companies are being accused of paying unfair wages and taking the majority of drivers' commissions. This comes 1 week after Lyft announced that it would ensure weekly earnings for its drivers. The coalition says the workers striking will not take rides to and from airports at some cities, including Chicago, Austin, Miami, and Philadelphia.
A downtown square in Savannah, Georgia is now named in honor of a black woman who taught formerly enslaved people how to read and write. The city voted in 2022 to remove the name of former Vice President John C. Calhoun from the square. Calhoun was a slave owner. It has now been renamed to honor Susie King Taylor, a former Army nurse and Civil War icon. Her name was chosen after a year-long voting process.
We have to lift up names. We have to work together. And the fact of the matter was, this was people of all races, hues, ages, from all parts of the community coming together saying, you know what, this is the name we need to choose.
According to the Library of Congress, Taylor was the first black teacher to educate formerly enslaved students in the state of Georgia.
Nominees for this year's Rock Hall of Fame have been announced, and Oscar nominees celebrate. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with today's Hollywood Nation.
Rock Hall nominees, Robbie Steele, and a star-studded class photo in the Hollywood Nation. The countdown to the Academy Awards is on, complete with the annual Oscars nominees luncheon. Those up for Hollywood's top awards walked a red carpet at the Beverly Hilton Monday and posed for the traditional class photo. The stars will reunite to walk the Oscars red carpet on March 10th when the show airs live from L.A., hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Nominees for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. Included amongst the group are Cher, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, the late Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Lenny Kravitz, and Peter Frampton. Inductees will be announced later this spring. The induction ceremony takes place this fall in Cleveland.
Hey, Barbie.
The box office success of Barbie has banked another achievement. According to Variety, Warner Brothers Pictures is teaming up with Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap, for more movies, with a multi-year first-look feature film deal for future projects. This follows the success of the billion-dollar flick, which was also the highest grossing of 2023. Lucky Chap's other films also include this year's much-buzzed-about Emerald Fennell-directed Saltburn.
Lots of people get lost in Saltburn.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
We have a live look right now down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. They are cleaning up in preparation of Fat Tuesday today. The party will get started soon. Wild celebrations on the way in Nolens all day. If Fat Tuesday, you know, it comes 47 days before Easter, one day before Ash Wednesday. That is tomorrow, the start of Lent. Massive celebrations will include parades, street parties. They'll have all sorts of masked balls and other traditions carrying out there.
Oh, it's always a good time.
Yep.
All right, well, this weekend, Super Bowl game will go down as the most watched program in a generation. According to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, Super Bowl 58 averaged 123.4 million viewers. That's TV's biggest audience since the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969. Last year's Super Bowl featured the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And that was previously the most watched title game ever with 150 million viewers.
You know, it was the longest Super Bowl in history and has its perks. Whether your team won or lost, the game went into overtime, well into overtime, almost the second. And Buffalo Wild Wings is giving fans six free wings Monday, February 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. Boneless or traditional when you dine in or take out. No purchase necessary.